This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. It's Morning Devotions. I read my local newspaper recently, saw a photo of a young man who I'll call Daniel. That's not his real name, but I'll call him Daniel. He was born in 1981 and died tragically in April 2010, still a young man in his late 30s. And his family, I assume, placed this notice in loving memory. I'm sure you've seen similar notices virtually every day in our newspapers. Our precious son, brother, father and friend, you are missed more than words can ever say. Love you to the moon and back. Now, it struck me, what a moving tribute to someone who had died. Now, I don't know the circumstances, but I do know there is a grieving family today who miss this young man very much. And they said, love you to the moon and back. This is a really popular expression. I really didn't know where it came from, but I found it comes from a children's book called Guess How Much I Loved You, published in 1995, written by Sam McBrightney, and it sold over 18 million copies worldwide. It's a story of little nut brown hare, and he was trying to say that he loved big nut brown hare more than big nut brown hare loved him. And he tried all sorts of ways to show him how much he loved him. He reached out as high as he could reach. He reached up as high, as far as he could and wide, and he turned himself upside down, stretched out his feet. He even tried jumping in the air as high as he could jump. But no matter what he did to show how much he loved big nut brown hare, guess what? Big nut brown hare, his brother, loved him that much more. So finally, the little fellow, the little nut brown hare, says, well, look, I love you all the way to the moon. Now, that's a long way. It's something like 384,000 kilometers, something like that. And big nut brown bear hare even admits that that's a whole lot of love, but he loves him more all the way from to the moon and back. So it's a delightful children's expression, I guess. But getting back to the story I saw in the paper, the obituary about the young man who died. So you can imagine his Daniel's mother and the heartbreak of losing her son in death, and she loved him that much all the way to the moon and back. Now, if you've ever lost or have lost your son or daughter, you will know immediately what I'm talking about. And death is devastating. It affects so many families. How do you cope when that unthinkable thing happens? Nothing is more shocking or final, I guess, than the death of a loved one. And facing the death of someone you love, a child, a spouse, a parent, or even a very close friend, is one of life's most difficult experiences. And your head is spinning with so many thoughts and emotions, and you really can't grasp that was your last visit or your last meal you had with that person, even the last holiday you had with that person. And so your mind is flooded with things that I wish I'd said and wish I'd done these things. I wish I'd said I love you one more time. And so that, if you like, the warehouse of memories that you've got in your mind is full of all the fond and painful remembrances. And I guess that you're even holding on to those treasured collection of photographs, for example, the old photographs you might had, and you don't feel ready to say goodbye or to even deal with the grief that's overtaken you. Now, unfortunately, I don't think we really can prepare adequately for the death of a loved one. And so whether death results from a sudden accident or sudden death in some way or a long protracted illness, it always catches us unprepared. And often we don't like talking about this subject, but death is so deeply emotional. It's just final, isn't it? And there's nothing that you can do ahead of time that'll help you just sail through that period of life. And those who knew that death was coming and those who were taken by surprise will go through many of the same things. They're very similar. Tomorrow, I want to just take this a little bit further with you and tell you the story from the Bible, the story of David and the loss of his son Absalom. Well, dear Lord, today we all have to face challenges, Lord. We know the ultimate challenge is to face death, but things that we haven't perhaps faced before, and that can be scary, Lord. But I pray for courage and strength and wisdom so that the choices we make today will be the right ones. Amen.